SpaceX Mobile.
DFW, good evening.
Good afternoon. How you doing, Ken?
You know, just trying to make it to the house. How was your day today?
Wasn't bad, but I'm glad it's almost over. I got two stops left.
It's a long day, but at least today's Friday.
In the morning, I get to sit in the dentist chair at 8 o'clock.
That's a way to start out the day.
What better could there be?
Does it come on back?
Station in there. For the station, but maybe not.
Heard one, but might not have been. I don't know.
I heard him too, but it wasn't me. N4ZLK.
I was in trouble.
Hey, Shane, I thought you were working the night shift.
But you said good evening, and Patrick said good afternoon. I'm going to say good morning. Earlier, like a 5:30 start in the morning, only in the afternoon.
You got to run down to Atlanta? Can't be died down by the time you get down there.
About 9:30, I do a pickup here in Fountain Inn and take it to Spartanburg and then come back to Greenville. So by the time I get to Atlanta, it's pretty light traffic, even though the crazies are still out. Go ahead, Patrick.
Just letting you talk there and sitting here listening and watching the cars go by. But did you get you some rest today, Shane?
A little nap. I slept yesterday, you know, so a few hours, and then I slept all night last night. So got up and did some things this morning and then got a nap this afternoon. So I should be okay.
Everything goes smooth for you tonight. No trouble.
It does. Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe we'll see, hear you in the morning on the radio, right?
It's Tuesday morning or Wednesday morning. But I was still down in Georgia and it was breaking up pretty bad. I wasn't sure if I could make it completely, and then by the time I got close enough, you moved over to 285, and I couldn't get into that one from where I was.
Sorry about that. KN4TFW.
And I'm not one of the group yet. I know. I understand. Go ahead, Patrick.
I'm going to apologize for that and say it was all my fault, but I don't know. Since you're not one of the group.
I'm in line. I'm waiting for my background check and all that.
You one day.
Everybody was welcome.
But then there's me, so you know how it is.
If they'll let me in, they'll let anybody in.
That's true with me.
Enjoy listening to you guys. It makes the trip go. Sometimes it puts me to sleep, but usually it keeps me awake. Depends on what you're talking about.
There's a radio down towards Atlanta. Active the radio was down there in Atlanta in the evening.
Peter's program did, and I cannot. I think I've heard one person in the 4 weeks that I've been going down there. I went down there for a year, 3 years ago, and I used to hear this couple talking every once in a while, but that was it. It doesn't seem to be active at all at nighttime.
If the city was, there'd be a lot of people talking on the radio.
Call on Simplex, and there was another trucker that came on. He was parked somewhere making a delivery within a few miles of where I was, but that's about it.
You got another trucker to come back to you with a ham radio in it.
And there's a few of them out there. I know I would do it if I was over the road.
Out west, he was on HF. I think it was 20 meters. I talked to him for about 15, 20 minutes one day.
Yeah, 10-meter radio in here over the weekend.
A true, you know, amateur 10-meter band, or is that one of those Galaxies that they, I think there's a Galaxy brand, they call it 10-meter. It'll do a sideband on 11 meters and 10 meters.
Riker, but you have to make a modification to the radio for it to do 11 meters. but this one does 10 meter and 12 meter.
I've got a 10 meter mobile that I got from Radio Shack years ago. It's a 25 watt. I've made some really good contacts on it when the band was open, but it's so random. I turn it on every time I go somewhere and rarely hear anything.
10 to 2, where I've tried to transmit on mine yet. I'm still working on that. But I've been listening, and I've heard Puerto Rico and the Netherlands and a couple other places this week so far.
My band's open. One morning I had it on 10 meter FM, 29.6, I believe, and all of a sudden this guy from Scotland came in, sent out his call, and I was over there in Simpsonville, so we talked for a few minutes, and that was a pretty good contact.
Why not, with the band opening back up, I put it in here and give it a try and see what happens. Something other than 2 meters all the time. I know people get tired of hearing me talk on here.
N4ZLK.
Hey, 10 meters is an old Connex, and it's all channelized. It doesn't have sideband, so it's totally useless for this.
I mean, I got that, and I was waiting for it.
Well, you said it has 12 meters, too. That's a pretty active band when the bands are open. It's even, I feel like it's more active than 10 meters.
The antenna. Trying to tune an antenna for all that and get one on here that'll work is what I'm finding.
One of those little antenna tuners you can put in line that should do pretty well. They sell pretty reasonable. N4ZLK. Go ahead, Kim.
Just, a hamstick and a little Hustler bracket should work good.
Have to do some tuning on there because you don't have a ground plane like you would on a house or somewhere else is the problem you run into on the truck.
About it, mine's on a tin roof, so I guess that helps out.
I've arrived at my next stop, so I'm all say 7-3s for now. Shane, if I'll talk to you again, have a safe trip on down to Atlanta and back, and Ken, maybe I'll talk to you this afternoon or in the morning. KO4HKX, I'm clear.
Hear you. Have a good evening, and I'll see if I can get in the morning if you'll let me. I'll knock and see if you let me in. N4ZLK. Go ahead, Ken.
7-3, Patrick. Have an awesome evening. Be safe, and I'll try to catch you later. KN4TFW.
I was going down a hill, and there seemed to be a lot of interference when I was transmitting.
Now you made it in fine.
How was your day, Ken?
It was totally uneventful. They didn't send me out after any parts or anything, so it was a good day. And at what part of Spartanburg do you got to go to?
Circle. One of our facilities is up there on Howard Street, so I take a load up there.
Local driver goes out of
that area up there all the way to Gaffney. I think Gaffney's got their own place, but they get a very wide area. They even come down into Greer and Taylor's now from that building.
And to be dropping off at our place at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and you'll still have 70 stops to go.
Yeah, there's a lot of residential neighborhoods there. Some of them are so tightly packed, they'll give you a lot of stops in there, and they come off pretty quick.
She says you don't get off till 9 or 10.
Get a supervisor on them to tell them to pick up the pace. That's how they usually handle that.
On the inside of his truck, man, it'll be all the way to the ceiling. You can't even... You'll have to come right out the driver's door and all the way around the back to get the stuff because you can't go through the middle.
For those days, well, had plenty of them, and it was no fun.
Get old after a while, and then the loader can't put all your packages in the same place. You got to put, they're just haphazard throughout the truck. Sometimes you have to come twice. You'll have to deliver an early morning, and then you'll have to come back later when you can find the rest of the stuff.
A product of them trying to cram too many packages, dispatch too many packages for that size truck. Yeah, and it's not always the loader's fault. Sometimes it is, but You just have to look at it. I remember looking at it. If I looked at the whole truck, it would be a depressing day. But if I looked at it one stop at a time and just tried to focus that way, it wouldn't be so bad.
Some days he's got like 135 stops, which just seems stupid, ridiculous. I mean, man, if you did one every couple of minutes, that takes a long time.
What is the stops you have, the fewer stops you're able to run, but I ran routes that went out on a regular basis with 170 stops. It would have 60 to 80 business stops, and then the rest were residentials. And it could make for some long days, and then other days it would fall off a lot easier than I would think it would at the beginning of the day.
Yeah, kills 10 minutes at our place by the time he gets in the gate, gets all the way around, and gets unloaded, and then gets back to the gate.
Deliveries were time-consuming, especially when you first get on a route like that. Once you get used to it, it's just part of the route. But boy, when you first start a route and you've got to go make a delivery like that, and you're used to just being able to pull up and grab the package and go inside and get a signature and leave, that felt like you were in a place like that forever.
When the truck's still full, you can't go home until it gets empty, right?
We're not like FedEx where we can just take them back if we don't want to deliver them.
Many of my packages end up at the business next door.
Sometimes. I made a few missed deliveries. I never did it on purpose unless I knew they weren't there and I could leave a note and leave it at the neighbor's. But generally we try not to deliver something to the wrong place like that.
He says that he's close enough to the address and it lets him, scan it.
Doing that before they started that whole GPS thing. Well, I guess they started it in the background, but it was just they were getting it set up. But, I used to have to run off of a map. There were no cell phones, nothing like that. You had to find your way with a map.
Well, first in map 101, you were totally hosed, right?
Well, I have an issue back then when I started with, now they don't even know what a map looks like, except unless it's got GPS on it and it's talking to you.
I know that's right. If you had to do one of those Rand McNally maps, they'd be hosed.
Going in and saying, I don't even know where this neighborhood is. I'd stop at the local gas station and pick up a county map. It's on page such and such. So once I bought one of those, it kind of hung with me anywhere I went.
Yeah, they used to have a great big map of a big city at the truck stop. You'd have to look at the legend, find where you're looking for, and they'd tell you it was at the intersection of two letters or a letter and a number, and you had to find it. Today's kids would be screwed.
Most of the routes were set up where, like I'm on White Horse Road right now, I would be going down and making right turns into the next road. And so if there was a neighborhood down that road, then it would be loaded pretty close to that number on that. They had it set up pretty well, but now they're kind of hodgepodging people routes together in different locations just because they've got everything GPS and they can their computer tells them where to go and what their next stop is.
If there's somebody else to jump in there if they wanted to.
I used to listen to you and Ed and was it Mike and Tim. When I was coming back from Greensboro, I'd hear you guys in the morning.
These days, I miss those guys. They go in too early now, and so I don't ever get to talk to them too much. How about you?
I've been Mike in a long time, and one of them, I think it's Mike, but one of them lives probably, about 3 miles from me back there behind Aunt Sue's, but I can't remember which one it is.
KK4NXE.
Wondering if I'd run into him sometime, at the dump or something like that. It's I have to go right by his driveway, I believe, to take my trash to the dump.
Yeah, welcome back. Well, I just pulled in the driveway, so I'm going to say 7-3 to you guys. You guys have an awesome evening. Shane, be careful out there, and I'll try to catch you guys in the morning. KN4TFW.
7-3, Ken. Have a good evening.
And tell
Miss Sue with Hello, KO4HKX.
Trinker, do you have any more?
I have one more. I'm on the way.
Doesn't take too long.
Just to collect money there. He's been cut off.
Well, at least you got the money coming.
I'm collecting my money. It's just not letting him get anything else till he gets it paid down.
It's like a corporate decision that's made behind that where you just have to tell him there's nothing you can do about it. Is that what happens?
That's all me. It's all my money. So corporate can't tell me anything about it.
Well, wasn't sure how that worked.
The credit part of it with Matco, then they have a say. That's a whole different ballgame.
That's part of that. I was just saying, you're the bad guy.
And when they don't make their payment, it's my fault. I'm like, how is it my fault? You're the one responsible for it.
I know that there are people that look at it that way. You know, from years ago, I remember that. And I can imagine it's probably a whole lot worse now.
Yeah, I don't have a whole lot of trouble out of it. There's one or two. You're always going to have that. But I typically weed that stuff out pretty quick and am done with it.
Is that just a checkup, or you got something going on?
I'm tooth fixed tomorrow. Been waiting to get in since early February of this year.
I'm busy up there. I just had my teeth cleaned a couple weeks ago, and even that's not the most comfortable.
Not the most comfortable either. Just like I said, having one fixed in the morning, so hopefully nothing too bad there.
It's up there. Is he the only one that does that kind of stuff up there in Penrose?
Al Mackey, the vet, he does it. He does the dental work.
Took so long to get in. He had a lot of animals he was taking care of, too.
Talk about it, but that may be the way we're heading in this country.
Better off going to an old country vet nowadays.
Some days I wonder, but now it's just regular dentists. It's just, they're only open certain days of the week, and I don't know. I can't keep track of their schedule, so I don't know what it is or how they do it or what, but you don't have too many options up there.
Office location in a busier area, and they just open your office on certain days.
That may be what it is, but I guess they could have another office over in Hendersonville or Asheville.
The circuit riding dentist. He's on his horseback or got his cart and buggy or horse and cart, whatever, and it's just the time he can get there.
This guy riding a horse and buggy.
Okay, I know there was a time you used to have to wait for the local doctor or the traveling doctor or dentist when he would be through the area.
Well, Shane, I am at my next stop, so we'll see how this goes here. I don't know how long I'll be at this one. So you be careful, and have a good evening. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
I'm not too far from the building, so probably won't catch you. Have a good evening. N4ZLK.
7-3, Patrick. Miss Susan said, tell you hey. KN4TFW.
4HKX. Well, hello, Miss Susan. You and Ken have a good walk there, and make sure the dog takes and don't run no rabbits.
Get boat right now, and then we're going to be walking the dog.
Vote for the right candidates now. KO4HKX. All kidding aside, just vote for what you're going to.
It's so hard, I hope I make the right decisions.
I'm going to clear out this time. I got guys coming at me. So y'all be careful. Have a good evening. KO4HKX. I'm clear. 7-3.
KN4TFW.
KO4TXV Mobile, on 85.